Welcome to the Leadership Decoded podcast. Here, we give you practical approaches and actionable tactics to help you lead at your very best at work and in your everyday life. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey. I'm a former U.S. Army officer and combat veteran and a current team and leadership development workshop facilitator and executive education adjunct professor. Today, we're diving into a psychological phenomenon known as the Pygmalion effect. The Pygmalion effect is essentially tied to self-fulfilling prophecy, how the expectations of others impact our behaviors. I'm excited to dive in to talk more about what the effect is and how you can leverage it as a leader and as a member of a team. Let's dive in. This episode is brought to you by Sweat Tent, the industry leader of the portable at-home wood-burning sauna. Being a leader can be stressful. That's why I've been a sauna user for many years. Did you know that consistent sauna usage 3 to 4 times a week not only relieves stress and improves sleep, but it also enhances your physical well-being and fosters mental resilience and cognitive clarity to be a better leader? And you no longer have to go to a crowded gym or buy one of those expensive and bulky at-home setups to experience the benefits of a sauna. Sweat Tent is the most portable and affordable at-home sauna on the market. The setup takes minutes and can reach 200 degrees in under 30 minutes. Harness the power of the Sweat Tent sauna to lead with clarity and poise. Sweat out stress, ignite creativity, and emerge a more focused leader. All Leadership Decoded listeners will receive $100 off when you use code LEAD100. Visit sweattent.com today to get $100 off your purchase with code LEAD100 at checkout. Again, that's sweattent.com to get $100 off with code LEAD100. Sweat Tent, improving your ability to lead at work and in your everyday life. The Pygmalion effect is actually named after a Greek sculptor, Pygmalion. He created a sculpture that he fell in love with so much, the expectation that he had for all others just went away. So think about this as this translates into work. What research has found is that when you have expectations put upon you of your performance, you tend to perform better. So when you think somebody thinks more highly of you, that impacts your behavior. This comes out in a number of ways. One of the ways this comes out is with the cognitive affective system theory. So you have your thoughts, your beliefs, your goals, your values, and they combine with your emotions. And when those two things come together, it impacts the way that you behave. And then you get feedback on your behavior from those around you. And then that feeds the cycle over and over again. So from a team member perspective, when a boss comes up to us and shares their belief in how we can perform, their belief in our potential, their belief and their expectations that we can overcome this challenge or we can achieve this objective. As the follower, having that high expectation put upon us helps us commit more time, be more dedicated. We don't want to let that person down per se, so we put more effort in. From the flip side of that, as a leader, when you put that expectation on your team and you share your positive belief and you share the fact that you know that your team can perform, now you're leveraging positive psychology to help your team overcome challenges, roadblocks, and achieve organizational success. So when we think about this, in the 1960s, Robert Rosenthal and educator Lenore Jacobson really put the Pygmalion effect into studies, into research. And what they found was in the school setting, when teachers' expectations of their students' academic abilities, when they shared that with them, those students performed higher compared to students that they didn't share those expectations with. And that translated into how we can use this in a work setting. So really the Pygmalion effect, it operates through this complex interplay of belief, behaviors, and outcomes. When you're perceived positively by others, you carry yourself and those expectations influence your behavior. When you're a team leader and you share your belief and expectations about others, it carries that team forward, right? Your team believes in themselves. They know that they have the support of their team leader. So organizational behaviors, commitment to outcomes, mutual support of one another, all of those positive factors in a team dynamic start to get stronger and grow as a team moves forward. So conversely though, it also has the same outcome negatively. When you have low expectations, when you tell your team things like, geez, I don't know if we can really do this. I'm not sure if we can overcome this. That has the same negative effect. It hinders their performance. So be cognizant and be careful of the Pygmalion effect, because it has a bi-directional impact on how your team can perform and then how you perform as an individual if that is coming your way as well. When we think about how we can use this, one of the ways that I unknowingly used the Pygmalion effect, but looking back and reflecting on my own leadership journey and my own opportunity to lead, I led a space operations crew. We were a brand new team. We were part of an Army Reserve and a mix of active component unit, and we were just getting established. Nobody believed that we were going to be able to come together, train, and get certified in our weapon system. So the odds were stacked against us. We had outside negative expectations of our team because the training took about a thousand training hours. It was grueling. It was technically intensive. And here we are, a brand new team that hasn't been together for a while. Now we have this challenge of performing this monumental task. So what approach I took was one of positivity, support, trust, and empowerment with my team. I gave the team the challenge that lay ahead. We would be the first crew to get certified in our weapon system. And I asked them, how would that feel? How proud would you be if we were able to do this? And I built them up with this belief of, here's our vision. Here's our target that we're moving towards. This big, grandiose idea, this big opportunity to become the first in the Army Reserves, to get certified. So I set the stage, and then I tied it to their feeling. And then I shared my belief in my team. If anybody can do it, we can do it. You're just fresh out of the schoolhouse. You have the latest knowledge. We're going to spend the next 6 months together learning, sharing ideas. You're experts in your field. You know your craft the best. What can I do to help? How can I remove roadblocks? So I became not just the assigned team leader, but I was also the champion behind this team. Micro coaching, checking in on people. How do you feel? What's new? What's frustrating? What's the best way to do this? Did you share that information? So I began pushing crosstalk. I began each day with, here's what we accomplished yesterday. We're one step closer. Here's what we're going to today so we can be one step closer, so that we could hit that long-term target. Because if you look at something in a six-month block, it's easy for our team to be defeated. And along the way, we had team-building events. We would work out together. We would have meals together. So those stressful situations, people could rely on the fact that they knew the person to their left and right would be there for them to support them. And I am very proud to say that my team's belief, our collective purpose, our participative decision-making, and all the positive voice that they brought to the table, we became the first Army Reserve unit certified in our weapon set, despite the higher level negative expectation that was on us. And it's because the team leader closest to that team, myself in this situation, loves to overcome challenges and shared positive belief and positive expectations. That is how you can use that Pygmalion effect to build the self-fulfilling prophecy and get people to think and feel that they can overcome challenges. And you can achieve greatness when you do that. So let's explore some actionable tactics that we can use to instill positive self-efficacy, positive self-thought, and really leverage the Pygmalion effect within our teams. The first is to start with yourself. Do you, as the team leader, have a genuine belief in your team's abilities? Do you believe in their skills, their knowledge, their expertise? Ask yourself, do you believe that your team wants to make effort to improve? Do you truly believe that your team has the desire to achieve success? And then reflect on, how are you conveying that both in your words and your actions? Email communication, face-to-face communication. It has to match, and your body language has to match. You have to be sincere and authentic in order for this to resonate with your team. Second, the team atmosphere. How are you establishing the climate in and around your team, where everyone is able to enter into that workspace, enter into that space and feel warm and welcoming and included in that space? Are you looking people in the eye? Do you say hello to everybody on your team? And I don't mean hello as you're passing by. I mean hello, stop, check in, take the additional 30 seconds to really have that connecting moment. And then make them feel seen and heard. Are you following up on actions, right? This team atmosphere that you can create will help people then come together and start to share their beliefs and start to believe in themselves more and more. And then explicit communication. I can't hammer that home enough. What words are you choosing to use when you speak to your team, when you communicate with your team in written language? Are you sharing belief in your team, the importance of the work that they do, the meaningfulness of their work that they do, how they're contributing? And are you using opportunities to give micro coaching along the way so that your team owns outcomes, behaviors? They take ownership of it instead of it being dictated to them. Inclusive communication is another way. Giving your team members the opportunity to share their voice, to voice their concerns, to contribute to the conversation, making them feel that they fit and that they belong on this team. And I want to caution you with the Pygmalion effect. It offers a plethora of exciting possibilities, but it also cuts the other way. Your unconscious biases, your stereotypes, it can help influence the expectations that you have, which could lead to disparities, right? So take a step back and look at, are you bringing everybody together? Are there opportunities for everybody? Are you communicating expectations using positive language so that it does not induce stress and anxiety? Are the expectations high enough to where you can stretch, but not so high that they're unobtainable? Just take a step back and think about that. Right? With the Pygmalion effect, our beliefs have the power to shape our reality. We want to cultivate positive expectations. We want to cultivate positive experiences, a warm, welcoming, psychologically safe work environment, and then you can help leverage that with your team, their performance, and their outcomes over time. And when we do that, you can unleash human potential that can achieve greatness. I want to thank you for tuning in to the Leadership Decoded podcast here in the Loop Internet Studio. If you found value or liked today's episode, please download it, save it, share it with your fellow leaders across all of our social media channels. We're here to help you and others lead at their very best. We are here to serve. If you're an organization that is interested in strengthening your team dynamics and developing your future leaders, I want to work with you. I offer highly engaging, creativity-infused, research-backed workshops that focus on collaboration, communication, and team cohesion. You can connect with me on LinkedIn at Dr. William Ramey, on Instagram at Leadership Decoded Pod, or you can email me here at will@onthestacks.com. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode, and I'll see you the next time you press play.